Chapter 1. Beginnings. Like the musical genius of a Mozart or a Gershwin, entrepreneurial ability often manifests itself very early in life. As a teenager in New Delhi, India, Vinod Khosla already knew he wanted to start his own company. With a degree in electrical engineering from the Indian Institute of Technology, the intense Khosla came to the United States after he failed with a startup in his homeland. He received a master's degree in biomedical engineering from Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh before trekking west to the Stanford University MBA program in Palo Alto, California. This was in the late 1970s, when the recently named Silicon Valley was becoming a mecca for entrepreneurs. Apple Computer's two founders had developed the first real personal computer in a garage, while Intel had just invented the microprocessor. Stanford and the nearby University of California at Berkeley provided the computer laboratories in which countless students honed the skills to make their dreams come true. After Khosla graduated from Stanford in 1980, he wrote 400 letters to companies that met his criteria. Less than 3 years old, fewer than 100 employees. He was already demonstrating those qualities of near fanatical determination and attention to detail that would pave the way for his triumph and later his downfall. None of the 400 letters paid off, but a connection at Stanford proved fruitful, and in early 1980, he helped start Daisy Systems, which specialized in computer-aided design, CAD. While Daisy eventually foundered after a promising start, the year and a half he spent there gave Khosla the impetus to found Sun. At Daisy, he was searching for a better computer to handle CAD. The prevailing model required that engineers take turns, or share time, on a larger mini-computer. Few people thought it was feasible to give every engineer a computer with enough power to do CAD or CAM, computer-aided manufacturing, but Khosla recognized that the solution might lie in the new workstation, an individual computer that was relatively inexpensive, yet able to handle complex tasks previously done by mini-computers. Khosla also wanted the workstation to plug into